listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The studio smells absolutely fantastic. It's the annual Sacramento Jewish Food Fair. It happens later this month on Sunday, August 26th. But this is the perfect time to place your orders if you're not going to get there. And in the studio with me is the co-chair of the festival, the very experienced and great cheerleader for it all, Lydia Ingram. Hi, Lydia. Glad to have you
here. Good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me back.
And I know your co-chair, Sheila Wolf, is celebrating her birthday and not with us.
She is sorry to miss this.
Send her a happy wish. We also have from Upper Crust Baking Company in Davis, and what an amazing addition to the food fair, Mo and Lauren Kaliski. So, Mo, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Lauren, glad to have you here as well.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Is this a true old story then that when you got out here, Mo, there just wasn't bread to your satisfaction?
That's right. We had come out here to go to graduate school at Davis.
You and your wife, Trudy.
Yes. There was no bread. And Julia Child had just come out with her second book that says how to make French bread at home. And I said, hey, that's a challenge. And so I figured it out. And so for many years, I would make bread for my family. Many years later, people were saying you should open a bakery. And so we did in late 1986. We opened a bakery, and the rest is history.
Lauren, what's your view of it, growing up in the household and being taught this craft, this art?
Yeah, well, it was my first job when I was 16 years old. And it's something that's always been very close to my heart. And my life kind of took an arc that took me away from Davis for many years. And I've been back there for about 3 years now and getting back involved with the bakery. And it came at a good time because my folks are happy to semi-retire a little bit. And
that'll never really happen. You know that, right?
it's a difficult process for sure.
So, Lydia, what's the importance of Jewish corn rye? And that's part of this partnership here with Upper Crust.
Yes. Again, there is no true Jewish corn rye, which has a hard crust, soft and chewy with caraway seeds, or actually you can buy it without caraway seeds. But it's sort of a staple. And we are so thrilled that we've been working for the last several years with Mo and Lauren to develop this, and now we have it, and it's being made just for the Jewish Food Fair right now.
What was the challenge, Mo, in making this, and is there something secret about the process? Like, you'd even tell me. I know you wouldn't, but...
Well, no, baking is not rocket science. It really isn't. It's all about the process. The ingredients are fairly simple. In fact, the bread that we first started to make, French bread, French baguettes, back in 1986, there are only four ingredients: flour, water, yeast, and salt. It's all about the process. The rye bread is it's just a matter of getting the various parts of it working together. It needs to have a chewy interior. It needs to have a hard crust. It needs to have cornmeal underneath.
Which
and it
is
needs
it?
To have the right flavor.
It's this one right here.
It's this one right here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have to start there.
And I think the beginning of any new product is a demand. And there has been a growing demand for this. And it came out of the food fair. We saw when we imported it from Los Angeles, because there was nothing here, we saw the growing need, and we would sell out every year within the first couple of hours. And that's when we realized we needed made here locally.
This is amazing bread. It is not that dark brown color of rye, so I expected to taste a little more corn to it. It is the most rich, fresh rye I have ever tasted.
Thank you.
I'm not fibbing either, because I really am surprised. And it is a lighter color. It's a beautiful bread. Is it not a regular recipe for you?
We do make a rye bread that it's part of our regular production that we sell at all the farmers markets that we go to. But the rye bread that's in our regular production is a little bit different from this. It's more of a sandwich bread that has a softer crust. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the cornmeal on the bottom. So this is really what you would traditionally find in a delicatessen. Wow. The the bread that we sell on a regular basis at the farmers markets is one that's a little bit more adapted for sandwich breads and
bread doesn't need butter or jam or mustard or anything with it, then you know that it is truly delicious. Mm-hmm. All right. And Lydia, you know what I'm going for here.
That is what we call noodle kugel. It's right. Like a noodle casserole. It has cheese in it, cottage cheese, sour cream, sugar, and so on. This is a sweeter one. There are more savory kugels.
You need to come to my house and make this and teach
you
me
you just
how
name
to
the
this.
Time. I'll be there.
Okay.
Because this is like one of a standard. Our byline for the Jewish Food Fair is from generation to generation. And, of course, Mo and Lauren really fit that well.
Absolutely.
And Lauren's 11-year-old daughter is here as well.
What's her name?
That's Tess, and I have
Hi,
another
Tess.
Daughter.
Hi, Tess. She's waving to us through the window and recording Dad and Grandpa.
So yeah. They really are, they fit into our view of for the past, the present, and the future. And for instance, these
keep
recipes
talking, Lydia.
Here
I'm gonna keep
are
eating.
From
keep talking.
My mother, the cabbage rolls, the noodle kugel, a lot of the sweets are. And then one gal I work with has her mother's recipe, who you made it for 40 years, the chopped liver. So that was a chopped liver recipe for 40 years.
I know you bring cabbage rolls, and we've talked before about how many cultures have a
yes.
variation of the cabbage mm-hmm. rolls. Mo, where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York.
Yeah, and were cabbage rolls a part of your life, your mealtime?
Yes, absolutely. It's something that you don't eat on a regular basis, but on special occasions you get that. Mm-hmm. And
I started growing cabbage in my garden just to have the fresh cabbage for the cabbage rolls. Wow, that's delicious.
And this is made with ground beef, and I grew up with that in Boston. But I've also made it with turkey. Ground turkey, and it's just as good because the flavor really is in the sauce. It's a sweet and sour sauce, and it's delicious.
And there is a sweet and sour. And Mo and Lauren, you have to forgive me because she really comes to feed me every year. I absolutely love it. But you have some remarkable rolls here with an onion topping that smell just divine. So this is a specialty, isn't it, for Upper Crust?
This is something we do on special occasions, for sure. It's not part of our regular production, but it could be in the future. We're definitely doing it for the Jewish Food Fair. They're little onion buns or onion rolls that make great buns for sliders. They're really yummy just eating on their own.
I'll take a whole pan. Right now, I'll absolutely take a whole pan. They're amazing. Would you clarify for me? Excuse me, I am talking with my mouth full, and I can't help it. I really apologize. Clarify about ordering in advance and being able to get what people would like at the fair, too.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. August 19th, this coming Sunday, is the last day to pre-order. People pre-order because there are certain things. If you go online at jewishfoodfair.com, you'll see that the listing of foods to purchase. People know that certain things sell out fast, and if they can't get to the fair later in the day, they will pre-order to make sure that they have what they want. A lot of all the foods, are sold at the fair until they sell out. So we encourage pre-orders.
I want to brag about you a little bit, Mo and Lauren, because you have been the bread supplier for the Tower Bridge dinner. And a huge network of, you said farmers markets, but how many farmers markets?
Yeah, we go, this summer is our biggest summer yet, and we're doing close to 50 farmers markets all over the region from the Bay Area.
You're featured in the Davis Farmers Market Cookbook, which is a popular and beautiful book.
Beautiful book, absolutely.
And I think that there are so many different places that people have been able to get on location your breads. What about a store? What about your own retail store?
Well, we used to have a couple of retail stores in Sacramento years and years ago. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, we had a store in Old Sacramento, and we had a store at Town and Country Village. But we pretty quickly decided to focus on farmers markets. And now we're opening a new store in Davis. We're in the process right now of building a bakery, a production bakery and retail storefront right next to the Davis Food Co-op. So we're really excited about that. And that's scheduled to open in just a couple of months, probably by October 1st.
What bread am I eating right now, Mo?
Suddenly, I think you're a saint.
It's the pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
Raisin pumpernickel. So almost more raisins than pumpernickel in it.
All right. So the Jewish Food Fair is Sunday, August 26th. Location?
It is 4746 El Camino near Mission. Mm-hmm. It is free admission and free parking. And there are close to 40 craft vendors with unique crafts. Most of everything at the food fair is homemade. And when we can't supply enough, then we have brought in vendors like Upper Crust to provide foods that we can't bake, like the bread. Not in quantity, anyway.
Well, Lydia, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I think the food's better this year than it's ever been.
Thank you. Well, we certainly improve everything.
Tess, are you baking bread yet? No? All right. Lauren, you need to teach the next generation, right?
Absolutely.
And Mo, I think you should come back and tell more of the story, okay?
Sure.
You're welcome. You and Trudy are welcome here. Of course, you can always bring bread, but it's not necessary.
There are lots of stories. We've been doing this for 30-some-odd years. And there have been a lot of stories along the way.
That's Mo Kaliski, Lauren Kaliski, the Upper Crust Baking Company in Davis, and Lydia Ingram with the Sacramento Jewish, 41st year of the Sacramento Jewish Food Fair. There's more at capradio.org/insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Insight on Cap Radio.